Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary. For the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah. Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Dr. Stephen Mintz. M-I-N-T-Z is how you spell his name. Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. That's his new book. I encourage you to please check it out. You'll be glad you did. We need this kind of understanding in our lives today, folks. You know, Stephen, I remind people that, by the way, you want to give us a website, Stephen?
Yeah, sure. It's just my name, StephenMintzEthics.com, and that's StevenMintz. ETHICS, all one word, lowercase, .com.
StephenMintzEthics.com. Check it out, folks. You can find more about the book there, too. Stephen, one of the things that I remind people about is that you and I are the same protoplasm, basically, as Jefferson and Moses and Hammurabi. And our great-grandchildren will be the same as us 100 years from now. But they'll be living in a 100% digital world, even though they'll be the same analog beings that you and I are. If we don't get if we don't find a way to find some kind of ethical input at the speeds that the world is moving, I'm afraid there's not going to be a lot of happiness. I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of unhappy humans because we require certain analog things like trust and like happiness, right? What do you think?
Right. Oh, absolutely. There was a survey done recently of happiness. It's pretty much an annual survey of happiness countries around the world. It's basically promoted by the UN. The survey is done by Gallup and just issued the results. And shocking to me is the United States is 19th on the list of people saying they're happy. That's just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Finland was number one, but I'm going to make a little bit of a joke here. I've been to Scandinavia. I've been to Sweden during midsummer in June, and they're very happy there. But I bet they didn't take this survey in Finland in January.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But maybe, that's a good point, but maybe that also accounts for the happiness. If you look at the top four countries, Finland, Denmark, Norway, Iceland,
right.
They're all the Nordic countries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's so cold over the winter, they're forced to confront each other.
Exactly. And no, that's probably right. But why do you think the United States is number 19?
Well, there are specific factors they looked at in the survey. So one of them, for example, is a healthy life expectancy. And I suppose we could say things like the opioid addiction rate in the United States is making a lot of people unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
The suicide rate, especially among youngsters, is up. There's a health problem in terms of being overweight. So that was one of the factors. Another factor was social support. So again, the Nordic countries, you mentioned Sweden and other European countries, as we all know from the current presidential debates, there is a strong social support element. Maybe it's even a little bit of wealth redistribution. So a lot of people in those top countries feel society is better because of that, because people are more equal.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the factors that really concerned me that was part of the U.S. low rating was generosity. Now, I've always felt that the American people are generous, and I think they
are. That doesn't sound right, because Americans are very generous. We're the most generous culture in the world.
Right. I agree with you. So, of course, whenever these surveys are done, you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
Because
and especially when it's done by the UN, Stephen, because whatever the UN does, I'm immediately skeptical of them. What do you think?
Yeah, they may have their own agenda.
Oh no, they have their own agenda, and it is very often not American, not an anti-American agenda. Hey, Stephen, I want to know more about your blog. Quickly, tell us about it.
Well, I have a blog. It's called Ethics Age, which is sort of my screen name. And I have a second blog on workplace ethics, which is workplace ethics advice, where I actually do give advice and answer questions.
Good.
Anonymously.
And that's part of your website, right? StephenMintzEthics.com?
Yeah.
All right. So you
can
check it out there.
And
find the book there. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Will you come back?
Oh, I'd love to, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We enjoyed having you on the show. Dr. Stephen Mintz, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.